In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss the hurdy-gurdy.
So, Yehuda Hanani, you've been taking us on this wonderful tour of, well, dare I say it, offbeat instruments.
Offbeat? Is the pun intended?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's why I said, dare I say it. and so I have a question for you, and that is, what have you got for us today? I can't wait
All
to hear.
All right. Today we are going to be grinding the hurdy-gurdy.
Oh, boy. Now, that was a very famous instrument in this country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's really a popular name for the barrel organ. That's the official name for the instrument, or street organ.
And a lot of people went on the streets and they had a monkey.
You know about it.
Of course I know about it. I remember the monkeys. I'm that old.
So do I. We are the same age.
I remember the monkeys.
I remember the monkey on the shoulder.
Yeah. And the monkey would get all down and...
And collect.
Take his hat off and collect the money.
You remember
that? I do.
You didn't see it in the movies.
No. I remember it. I'm 72 years old. And there were a lot of them around. And I know that the NPR recently did a story about the last hurdy-gurdy player.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, nobody wanted to go into it anymore.
So this is one of the instruments that is designed to produce music mechanically... Mm-hmm. Without an actual performer. In other words, it's this democratic principle that everybody can do it. So it's a wooden or metal cylinder.
And one wonders why it's not being done. I mean, if you walk down Broadway in New York now, you'll find people who are begging. But you don't find anybody with a hurdy-gurdy.
Alan, it's the advent of electricity. They have a boombox now.
They have nothing. They just have a thing saying, I'm hungry. So, and I have no problem with it. I mean, people are hungry, just for the record. But, you don't see a hurdy-gurdy player.
And Why don't you start a movement?
It's a good living already.
Let's bring the hurdy-gurdy back.
Yeah. All right.
Let me describe the instrument a little bit and show you what happened with this instrument.
Please.
So, it's a wooden or metal cylinder with small pins. And when you turn the handle, these pins operated either wind holes, that sounded like an organ, or a set of bells. It's been around for a century. It's been around since the 14th century. And
when I retire, I'm getting me a hurdy-gurdy machine, and I'm going to go out on the streets and play.
And I'll get you the monkey.
Now, for you English majors, I said that to add emphasis, getting me, but I knew that was wrong.
All right.
Go ahead.
Get thee to a hurdy-gurdy. Yep. Yeah. Mozart and Haydn wrote music for it.
Really?
Yeah. It was that.
Mozart died at what age?
36.
Something like that. Yeah. So he had that guy did a lot in his life.
Oh, he sure did. Yeah. And he was open to writing for any instrument that was available. So we saw that he wrote for the glass harmonica.
I remember that.
And he wrote for the hurdy-gurdy. The music boxes that we have today operate on the same principle.
Yeah. You open them up and you wind it up.
Here, the pins pluck the teeth of a metal comb, and the comb has, the teeth are, they differ in length to produce different tones, different sounds. And the next step in this evolution was the mechanical piano, with piano rolls.
Yeah, sure.
Using perforated paper rolls, reproducing famous performers. And of course, from the piano rolls, we move to the phonograph and beyond. And this is already the age of electronics, of electricity. Sure. So, you know, his master's voice, the idea that you can just operate mechanically without being a trained player, produce music, starts with the hurdy-gurdy and ends with a record player and beyond.
Wow. I'm impressed.
So as we mentioned, and I'm thrilled that you still experienced it.
I did.
The appearance of this mysterious man, usually shabbily dressed, quite often with a monkey on his shoulder, turning the handle of the hurdy-gurdy, and people either throwing coins from the windows or the monkey collecting them in a hat.
Yeah. I do remember
that. That's really old Europe.
Yeah.
Now we come to the musical example, and that I can't speak about it without getting goosebumps. Because
nostalgic.
It's Schubert's, one of Schubert's last songs. Mm-hmm. He wrote the last song cycle called Die Winterreise, the winter journey. And he wrote it as he was dying. So there's a man who died at 32. When he was 26, he knew he was dying because he contracted syphilis. And this was like it was a death sentence.
And who was he married to?
To no one.
He was never married.
Never married. Mm-hmm. Just had a few friends. Died in utter poverty. Nothing. Didn't even own a piano. He didn't have an address. He lived with friends. This is the last cycle that he writes. And the last song of this cycle, the last song, is about the hurdy-gurdy man. These are the words, just briefly. Over there, beyond the village, a hurdy-gurdy man stands griding away with numbed fingers as best he can. He staggers barefoot on the ice, and his little plate remains ever empty. No one wants to hear him. No one looks at him, and the dogs snarl at the old man. But he lets the world go by. He turns the handle, and his hurdy-gurdy is never still. Strange old fellow, shall I go with you? Will you grind your music to my songs? This is Schubert really talking about himself.
No, but why was, if I just may, very quickly, because we don't have a lot of time, but may I ask why Schubert was such a hero to you, this German-speaking
fellow? Well, he was a great genius. The music that he wrote is so original.
Where would you put Schubert?
He died young because you have a feeling that he put his life force, the essence of his life, into his music.
Well, no, he died young because he had syphilis.
Yeah, but those years, I mean, you feel that he's transferring his life essence into his music. The anguish, the fears, the joys. He wrote big symphonies. He wrote more than 600 songs. His life was music. Nothing else existed.
That was Alan Chartok speaking with cellist Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. For information about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.